Test, test. Can you hear me at all? Am I coming
up? Welcome back to Speaking Millennial. We are back for our podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Bill Spadia, here with Jessica Nutt and Hi. Jay Black.
I feel like my mic killed itself out of self-preservation.
We certainly hear you.
Oh, you can hear me.
We do hear you. Okay. So, Jay, here's the thing. You've decided to stand up.
Yes.
But you have failed to adjust your microphone level to the stand-up. So you are now leaning awkwardly.
But it's not like I'd have to hold it like this.
Less awkward.
That's less awkward. Did you agree? Now he's standing holding it. You look like a 50s radio
Yeah, I do. I feel like an old-timey announcer. Picture. Like I should be introducing Rock Around the Clock. Got this brand new record. Jessica's taking a picture.
Flash on because
It's Bill, you said let's turn off the lights because it's the air conditioning broke. It doesn't work like that.
How much weird in here with the lights off.
Let me tell you something. I turned the lights off in the studio. Now they've kept them off and it was a good 6 degrees cooler.
You think it's...
That's what I think.
This is not the 40s, Bill. We're not using, lamps from the Edison company.
You would think
These are fluorescent lamps that throw off zero heat.
I'm with Jay. I vote turn the lights back on.
No, I'm telling you. Look, these lights, I know you think that, but the lights in there, look at these lights. They're throwing heat.
Okay, maybe, I'm telling you. Possibly those lights are throwing heat, but not a single light in here is throwing off
Here's the thing, though.
Heat.
We don't really need to see anything, and it's not like it's pitch dark.
It does feel like you're trying to seduce me a little bit. And I'm going to tell you something.
You're uncomfortable, Jay.
No, it's working. I am totally on board with this.
Jill Myra felt seduced by your flip-flops today, which is why I brought it up when you walked back in there.
I am wearing flip-flops today because it's 9 million degrees. Not only is the air broken in the New Jersey 101.5 studios, but I think it's stuck on heat.
It is pushing out. It's warm in that room. And I'm going to tell you, I was disturbed by your flip-flops for two reasons.
Why?
One, you did look like somebody who is trying to push veganism on me at a Whole Foods. And two,
they're very comfortable.
I look
especially in the heat.
Over 40, when I see flip-flops, I don't see comfortable. I see ACL injury waiting to happen.
Jessica pointed out that there's one of the strands in the front is broken. Mm-hmm. So I'm down to one strand, the in between the toe strand, which is holding the flip-flop together.
I feel like
Which is problematic.
We're going to be 20 minutes in this podcast. We're going to hear snap. You're going to go down. I'm going to say Bill's Achilles.
That's why I'm sitting.
Bill's Achilles just took the lights out.
What did you call it? Pop and flop?
Pop a flop.
Pop a flop. That does sound like a millennial term for something that you have to pay extra for at a strip club.
But no, my boyfriend, I told you, does the same thing. He will not get rid of the flip-flops, and they're broken the same way, and you're going to be walking down the boardwalk and go have to buy a new pair of shoes. Right.
They're so comfortable. There's a whole foot groove.
It's clearly wiggling around more than the other one.
But Jessica, your boyfriend is 19 years old. He has a young, vibrant ACL that is elastic and will be... Bill's ACL, do you hear the... If you get quiet, you can hear.
You can hear it.
That's your ACL on its last strand, ready to pop.
You do not wear flip-flops at all?
Every once in a while, I put them on when I'm walking in the public pool. When I'm walking out to the pool so that, I lessen the amount of fungus that grows on me.
Exactly.
I can't make it
flip-flops
zero.
Flip-flops are both sanitary and necessary.
In the gym, but walking around in your regular life like a human being with flip-flops on is a mistake, Bill.
Well, I'm thinking most workplaces, though, would not be appropriate here. It's incredibly appropriate.
Yeah. It's a little
intense heat.
I was going to wear a suit and tie. To do my show last night, and then I realized
to stand and to be in the moment with the professional outfit
and to feel like I was super professional, like I am an adult doing adult stuff.
So
on the
how
radio.
Did you like the radio, Jessica? Did you listen?
I listened a bit.
Did you?
I didn't know you were on, and I flipped on the radio, and I was like, "It's Jay. I'm gonna call him."
Thank you.
And you should have called.
Claim to be my mom.
Yeah,
you should have called.
Well, then there was some other person there, and I was like, I don't know who that person is. I'm
there?
Not cool
just
with them.
Craig Allen, and then
was that Craig Allen?
Yeah, and then I brought
Did
in Kylie
guests?
Moore. No, I had no guest on my first show. First off, I'm
so
a narcissist.
It was your first show.
The only guest I need is my own voice. That's what I say. No, it was wonderful. I loved every second of it. I learned a lot about New Jersey. I learned about Nikki Norkers.
What is a Nikki Norker?
So
I tried to bring it up this morning on the show, but I wasn't biting because I didn't get it.
Was that a caller?
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Nikki Norker?
So somebody called in. I was asking about Jersey stereotypes. And somebody called in and said, well, he's a real Nikki Norker type. And I was like, that's a made-up term. And he was like, no, it's not a made-up term. That's something that we on Bloomfield Avenue use all the time. It's like a greaser. It's like a Guido.
We're all like South Jersey people. That's why.
That's right. I said I was Belmar with a
it's
W.
It's a Guido?
It's a Guido thing.
Really?
It's like
from Bloomfield.
It's like a 60s. He said it's somebody in a nice pair of slacks wearing spats, wearing an Italian knit sweater with a chain on the outside is a Nicky Norker.
What did it come from? What does that even mean?
Well, I think it's like Nork, you know. So you say like Nicky Norker, right. You know. And I felt bad because all of the topics that I prepared got nothing of the phone calls that Nicky Norker did. People were calling in droves to just say, yes, I know what Nicky Norker is. And they also
said, what was the other one though? There was down another necker. One. What's a down necker?
It's like the Throg's Neck Bridge.
The good news is we're 8 minutes in and we've named the podcast already.
Nicky Norker?
I was saying down necker. I like
down
that.
Necker. Down necker.
It sounds almost crude though.
It does. I kept saying right? It sounds like something that happens near closing time at a bad bar. Like what happened? I got down necked on the pinball machine. You know, it's you want to say like.
So what does it mean though? Is it the Throg's Neck Bridge?
Yeah,
it's
like people that live in that area.
So I guess it's below the Throg's Neck. Like if you, right. I don't know, like where the Throg's Neck Bridge would, you know.
I would like to go to
the
Google
Norkers.
And find out. So how did? So what was the? Is it a positive term? A term of endearment?
So
or
they
is it
said
a negative?
It's a term like Guido that if someone else calls you it. It's not positive, but if you call yourself it, it's positive. It's positive. So if you would refer to yourself as, yeah, I'm a real Nicky Norker, but if somebody else comes up and goes, look at this Nicky Norker, you'd be like, hey, them's fighting words.
I got it. All right.
And I had a guy named Vinny call in during the show.
Was it Vinny Brand, our sponsor, stressfactory.com?
No, this Vinny Brand has a distinctive voice that is different from this type of Vinny, which this type of Vinny was like, hey,
you got like he was a Nicky Norker.
He's like, I'm a Nicky Norker. I'm calling in. I got to tell you, you guys got a real nice radio station there. I listen all the time. And it sounded like he was like, you know, hitting us up for insurance money. It's like, you got a real nice radio station there. It'd be a real shame if something happened to it.
Did he say he moved to Jersey from Staten Island?
No, although we did get a lot of people calling in about Staten Island as, you know, the place where a lot of these bad Jersey stereotypes come from.
But well, it's the not whole New Jersey. Jersey Shore. Right? The guy who was the situation? Wasn't he a Staten Island guy, right? Yeah. Or was he a Rhode Island guy?
I thought he was Rhode Island. One of them was a Rhode Island guy. I think that was Vinny was a Rhode Island guy.
Yeah. One was a Rhode Island guy, another Staten Island guy. Almost none of them from Jersey.
Yeah. They, you know what they did? They put on like the orange camouflage. It was like they were hunting. They put on orange camouflage and they came to our state to hunt our women and Guido men. They're taking our women and Guidos. Although, Jessica, I will say this, and I talked about this on the air last night. I have a visceral reaction to like those type of women, those like loud, obnoxious, Italian, fake tan women, where I hate them, but I'm kind of attracted to them.
Not
I can't
tan
help
mom,
it.
Though. Was Remember that? Tan mom?
Oh, tan mom.
Not
yeah,
tan
no,
mom.
No, not.
Wait, I'm going to step out and get some water before, if it's all right with you guys.
Yeah, if you could actually, while you're out there, get I would like a dry ice, if you could bring it in here.
Okay. Wait, so I went to a winery tour, and I get into a, like, tractor trailer type of thing to be driven around.
Right.
With a whole birthday celebration of those people, those types of people where you're like, they're Jersey Shore.
Real Nicky Norker types.
Real Nicky Norker types. And one of them gets real mad and shouts. And the guy like doing the tour says, where's that accent from? I get so excited. And it was like a Staten Island accent, I guess. He was like, all those E's you're throwing in there, they really give me the shivers.
It's weird. It's this, and I'll actually bring this up to you. Because I know that women have men, whatever the type of man is, where you know, like, this is not good. I don't like this guy. He's eventually going to hurt me. I should not be attracted to him. Yet I am.
And well, he probably has the Pauly D hair.
Is that for you? I'm asking.
Definitely
you,
not.
That, not for you. But do you have
you look
that type?
At him and you say, oh.
Do you have that type where it's like.
Not oh, that I can pinpoint right off the bat.
Because I would never marry a Nick. Key Norquette, I guess we'd say here.
What's the other one? Snooky.
Snooky, a Snookette. I would never marry that. I'm not saying that this is something I understand. This I'm not actively looking. I'm a married man. I'm not looking for a Nicky Norquette
sure.
or a Snookette. I'm just saying every once in a while I'll see like the Jersey Shore and it'll be just these trashy women with fake tans shouting at each other.
And you're attracted to them?
There's that part of me, that gross part of me that's like, That might be fun for a night.
That's because you're from Belmar with the W? Yeah,
I think so. I think that's what it is. I grew up around women like that. And there's that part of me, that Oedipal Freudian part of me that goes, that might be interesting. And then I go, shut up, that part of my brain. I don't want to hear from you.
Oh,
but I can't help it.
Awful.
I can't
the
help.
Accent's awful.
It's terrible. There's nothing good about it.
There's so much hairspray in their hair.
I know. I just want to smell it a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, not, I don't want to be involved with it, but I just want to be there while they're screaming. That's all. I don't know what it is. I honestly think the women that your mom hangs around with during her bowling league when you're four, you know, and this might be specific to me.
That sounds really specific, but I'm on board still. You haven't lost me yet.
That sort of defines in your head a little bit what you're looking for, whether or not you want it. Your brain goes, maybe we should look at that.
Oh, okay. I got it. Like the guys that fish and hunt.
Okay. So that's for you.
Yeah. I would stay away from those people, but my dad's always like out on fishing and hunting trips with his friends. And every time I look at them, I'm like, oh yeah, that's awesome. But not marry that person.
That's what I'm looking for. So you're driving by, you look over and you see a pickup truck with a sticker that says, I hunt and I vote. And there's like a elk on the top of the pickup truck. There's a moment where you're like, might be interesting to be riding in the cabin of that pickup truck next to that fella. And you're like, oh, wait, no, not at all. I don't want to live that life.
Like, I bet he has a quad in his garage.
That's what you're looking for, and a quad guy.
We'll go tubing down the river on the weekends.
Let's go mudding. We're going to go mudding.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. If you don't know that term, mudding. Bill, do you know that term?
I have rehydrated.
Have you ever been mudding?
Bill, do you know mudding?
What is mudding?
You can do it in your Jeep.
Which when you go out,
what does that mean?
To a muddy field in your 4x4 or your Jeep or your quad, and you just go mudding around. My wife teaches people who mud.
I've had...
She does.
Well, like her special ed students mud all the time.
The deaf people go mudding?
Well, so she's a teacher of the deaf, but before that, she was just a straight special ed teacher.
Uh-huh.
And she would say, do you know what mudding is? Because my students go mudding all the time. And I said, I don't know Jessica Nutt yet, but she's well aware of mudding. And she's into it.
You were aware of mudding?
All the time. People go down like...
Really?
It's halfway between like here and Long Beach Island. There's like stop-offs where you go mudding.
Really? Have you done it?
No, it's dangerous.
Right?
People,
so
like,
what do they do? So they take a 4x4 and they go and they do donuts like you do in the snow, or you do it in the mud?
Yeah, you just go
or
out
you just
there
drive
and
through
you
the
just,
mud to get
you ride around.
Your truck dirty.
Well, yeah, you go over the bumps and you go through water.
I have like had a Jeep.
The Jeep
since
commercials. But in real life.
I don't know anybody that does that, but I know people do it because you see the Jeeps driving down the road that are covered in mud.
My friends in high school used to be like, you have a Jeep? Can we take it off-roading? Can we go mudding?
That's so funny. I've never heard that term.
My brother used to do that. Now, it should be pointed out my brother died of alcoholism. So it should be pointed out that he would always go, we're going out mudding. I'd be like, what does that mean? And he goes, well, we're going to make a fire in the woods and drink around it. And then we're going to drive our Jeeps around in the mud. And I always go, that doesn't sound like a responsible use of time. And he'd be like, no, it's a lot of fun.
It also doesn't sound fun.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean,
does that sound fun to you?
Look at Jessica. It does
She's
sound fun
about
her.
It. She's like, I don't know. It sounds a little fun.
I won't do it, but it does sound
Bill, you missed it because you're getting water. I was trying to get out of Jessica, like, because I find myself attracted to the Jersey Shore type women against my will.
Who's the girl, the one who was from Jersey? Angelina, right?
Yeah.
Pavarnik, Angelina Pavarnik?
She was totally Staten Island.
She was Staten Island, too?
There was one.
Isn't she an EMT in Jersey?
There was one from New Egypt. No, I think she's on Staten Island. She came in after a girl got sent home.
Yeah, one of the girls got sent home.
I think it was Angelina Pavarnik, who was only on the show for like 2 seasons.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe three.
She did not fit in with the other girls because she was actually from New Jersey.
She was from New Jersey.
Yeah. They didn't like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was talking about like that visceral attraction.
I think in New Egypt, they go mudding.
Yeah, and they hang around by... I was actually at a bar where there was fire pits and I hear yap, yap, yap. And it was the girl from the show.
And actually in old Egypt, they would go mudding whenever the Nile flooded. A lot of people don't know
Yeah.
Nice. Well played, Jim.
Thank
Jay
you.
Black. Well played.
But so I'm interested in your choice for this because, Bill, we were talking about girls. So those girls I'm attracted to against my will. Whereas that moment
what
where they
start, is it that attracts you?
Why we,
is it the fact that they wear clothes that are too small for their bodies?
They're awful people
and that
they would make my life miserable. And on some level, I hate myself and I want them to like me because that will help me hate myself more. But I was saying, because when I was four, those are the women that my mother hung out with. And I think at four, you're looking up going, well, maybe that's who I should go with. And then you go, no. I shouldn't be with those people. And you realize it's the wrong move.
I think they're stereotypes of what you saw on The Sopranos.
Could be.
The girlfriends of the wise guys had that attitude. More Staten Island,
Christopher's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Christopher's girlfriend.
Yes.
I loved her.
Right?
I loved her.
I feel like this is a therapy session.
Oh my God,
Jay! What is it though? What have you nailed down? What it is? Is it the accent?
It could be
like that Staten Island Jersey.
He said he wants to smell their hair.
I want to smell their awful hairspray.
These are things that
I want
to
get.
Listen, there are some things you should keep to yourself.
I want to get cancer from the rub off tan. I want to go and have my dermatologist.
Oh, right. I
go,
mentioned tan mom before I exited.
Not real tan, rub off orange tan. I want my dermatologist to go, I've never seen this combination before. How did this exist? And I go, I don't know. I was with a girl from Staten Island.
You really do like that. But your wife is not like that. Like, you married a very classy,
I don't want to be
educated
with them,
woman.
That's the thing. I was asking Jessica, who's the guy for you that you see and you go, oh, wow, I'm attracted. And then that second voice goes in and goes, no, don't be with them.
Well,
and
the situation.
No, oh, no, from the Jersey Shore, the guys in the pickup trucks.
Oh, the mutters.
Mutters. That's how we got the mutters.
See, so mutter is a good term.
My question to you, Bill.
Yeah, is what woman?
My guess is it's Ann Coulter. It's like a,
you know, it's funny.
It's a platinum blonde conservative with angular cheeks.
I find those women hard to deal with. And I'm very conservative.
And you know you would hate yourself with them.
But that's what I mean. It's not that you want to be with them.
But
it's that
I'm
you
not
have that initial
oddly
thought.
Attracted to them.
So you don't look at Ann Coulter and go, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, mudding with her.
No, it's the opposite. I'm annoyed that even though not Ann Coulter may be a great example.
It's Democrats. It's like Barbara Boxer.
It's Dianne Feinstein. It's old women in the Senate. That's it. It's old liberal women in the Senate. That's my big attraction.
Get you going. All right, oh, Bill. Finally comes out.
That's it. You've exposed my deep secrets. God, this podcast is both therapeutic and awful.
It's
and you're
really
on the fence
here
about
too.
Susan Collins. Sometimes you're indoors,
sometimes
you're not.
You know, it depends. Oh my God, that's funny though. But I'm not annoyed to the point where I get mad about the bad stereotype in Jersey.
What do you mean?
Well, if you look at Jersey Shore and look at these women, you look at Sopranos and all those shows, the stereotype is the big hair, loudmouth, obnoxious, no class woman. I don't think that's a real Jersey girl.
Half the time, if you hang around and you're talking to them, you realize they're not from Jersey. They came to Jersey for the shore.
Right.
And you know what? Right. I think it's just
like, you don't have any friends like that, do you?
I don't. I mean, I'm sure they do live in Jersey, but
I don't know.
I think it's more of a stereotype of new money that's all cash. Like if you're somebody that just got a garbage bag filled with cash, that's how you act. So it's not just Jersey people. It's anybody that if you gave a garbage bag full of cash to anybody, they'd go, I'm going to go get some hairspray and a Jeep. Let's go.
But I think we're giving Jeeps a bad rap. I'm a Jeep owner. Well, I've had a Jeep. My first car was a rundown, rusted out 1976 two-door Cadillac.
Wow.
Cadillac.
How about that?
For your pimping days.
Right? It was tan. It was so ugly and
I could
broken.
See you, you're a salesman. I could see you being a pretty good pimp. I really could. I could fit
10 guys in the car.
Is that a pimp
though.
Car?
I don't think so. I think Jay's running
two-door?
If it had two doors and it was like purple and had a white soft top, then yes.
Pimps drive Cadillacs. Pimps.
I don't think all pimps. I think today they drive Mercedes.
Well, not now.
I don't really follow.
You don't think
pimps and their
yeah. What are the pimps driving today?
By the way,
it's a great question.
I should tweet that. I had a 2-hour long conversation with a pimp once.
How did that go?
So I was at a bachelor party, and there were strippers at the bachelor party, Bill. But it turned out the strippers were not strippers; they were prostitutes.
Got it.
I had no interest in the prostitutes. That's not any interest in me.
Jessica, do you feel a confession's coming?
I feel so uncomfortable right now.
I was going to say, is this?
No, first off,
like,
Jessica's hiding in her phone right now. She's going to tweet.
At the strip club mention, I was like, uncomfortable. And then you're like, prostitutes. I was like, stop.
It got worse.
Okay, listen.
It got worse.
I have no interest in prostitutes. I'll tell you why. Because I talk to everybody and eventually they become people and I can't deal with that. Because you talk to them and you go like, hey, how you doing? They go, oh, it's okay. My kid has a cough. And you're like, okay, this fantasy is over. I got to go. So I didn't do any. I spent no time with the prostitutes, but there was a guy with them.
Yeah,
and it occurred to me.
In charge.
I was like, oh, that's a pimp. Let me go talk to that.
He's kind of like their booker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's and by the way, more right? classy job, than any comedy job. Booker that I've ever been
oh,
with.
Oh my God, I'm sure.
Really?
So I went back to the pimp, and you know, while the people at the bachelor party, you know, had conversations with the strippers, I went back and had a conversation with the pimp. For 2 straight hours. And I was just like, you know, what is it? Like, how are you able to do this? I can't talk anybody to have sex with me, let alone talk somebody else into having sex with other people and giving me the money for it. Like, what do you do? And he was playing it real cool. And by the end of it, I worked for him for about 9 months.
I'm only joking. I didn't really do
it. I was wondering where it was going.
But yeah, I had a conversation with a pimp, and he did drive a Cadillac. So,
your one conversation with a pimp who drove a Cadillac has now stereotyped all pimps?
Yes, I'm a Republican that way, Bill. I talked to one African American once, and now I can speak for the entire group. Oh,
I knew you were. Oh, I knew it was going to come out. Why don't we go back to economics?
By the way, I was saying I thought like fake tan orange. I was attracted to that. You were going to jump onto that and go.
That was going to be a whole Trump thing. Right?
Why didn't you jump onto that, Bill?
I ignored it. See, there's a sensitivity with me because I support the president, and I don't want to play up the bad stereotypes.
By the way, you should know I've talked to pimps, I've talked to drug dealers, because when I'm in Vegas, all the drug dealers try to like give me heroin, you know, because you're like walking from like one.
Do you show them your Wellbutrin bottle?
No, like, what I do I point at the, like, I wait till the picture of me shows up on the MGM billboard, and I go, no, I'm the comedian this week, so please don't offer me drugs as I'm walking back and forth. And they go, oh, hey, man. But I love talking to people in those fields, because the banality of evil, as they say, the banality of a drug dealer or a pimp living his day-to-day life is fascinating to me, because we think of it as an exotic world, but to them it's just, they wake up,
this is what they do,
they have like problems just like anybody else. They're like, oh,
I'm
man
thinking in Vegas, if you're doing all that in and out of a casino, it's a little less rough than the lifestyle in, let's say, Camden or Newark in
Jersey. Yeah,
because of the weather,
I think, because of the atmosphere, the circumstances, and the clientele, right? So think about Atlantic City. When you're like, there are hookers in Atlantic City, right? Mm-hmm. But you're like, there's definitely a problem. You drive down, you know who they are.
Right.
And you look and you're like, who is actually pulling over and exchanging cash? Right? Like, who's doing that?
Yeah. And how horny do you have to be that you're driving by going,
desperate, stoned, drunk? Like, how out of your mind would you have to be?
That you're looking over going, yeah, hepatitis maybe won't be that bad. I could live with Hep C. I can make this work.
I used to work in Atlantic City. So I would drive.
On those trips?
Why did I think you were going to say, I used to do heroin.
Jessica, really? Yeah. I have no credibility. Before they built the tunnel, I was working in Atlantic City. The marina.
Was it fun then?
Was Harris
no,
there?
No, it was bad. I'll tell you why. Because there was no tunnel, so you had to make the left turn and drive through the city to get to the marina.
And it was only Harris was the only casino there, right? At the marina at that point?
No, there was... there were two.
There was Harris.
Harris and Trump Marina.
Because I know this because my grandmother... Like, she did not understand how casinos work. So you know how they send you the comps?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She just thought the casinos were being nice to her. So she would always go, like, well, they sent me a room. I must be a very big deal. And I was like, Grandma, I'm 5 and I understand what's happening here. Like, you do get, but my dad hated it for the same reason, because there was no tunnel and he'd have to drive my grandmother through the worst parts of Camden.
Why did she like the marina?
Well, she liked that Harris was sending her comps.
Got it.
So she must have worked, like gambled there once. And then Harris got her into the computer and was like, we got this lady on the hook.
We got her. She's hooked. Yeah. I don't gamble, though.
Neither do I.
Jessica, do you?
But did your grandma gamble?
Listen, everybody in my family has a genetic predisposition to some bad habit, and my grandmother's
was gambling.
You're addicted
to something in the Black family.
Yeah, I'm gobbling Wellbutrin like it's candy.
I don't, but I tried to get into a cab, I've been to Atlantic City, like, I can count the number of times. It's awful there. It's never fun.
I agree. Yeah.
And I tried to get into a cab and to go a couple blocks because it's not safe to walk there.
No,
And the cab said no. And then the next guy said no because they all line up outside of the casino waiting for the grandmas to come out of the casino to get their $80 cab ride back to wherever, New Jersey.
So you couldn't get a ride.
I couldn't get a ride because they didn't want to drive down the block and lose their spot in line.
This podcast sponsored by Do AC.
They are clearly not a sponsor.
I see those stickers on the back of bumper stickers. I'm like, isn't who the worst put a slogan? Do AC on the back of their bumper sticker?
Even if I worked there, I wouldn't do that.
I think there was a brief time after Sandy when they were trying to, like, we're stronger than the hurricane, and everybody came down, looked at AC, and said, no, we're not. And they turned around and left.
We're definitely not. Actually, it could only be an improvement.
You would hope, because remember, not to get into economics, but the whole idea in the 70s was like, we're going to get casinos and it's going to revitalize AC. I think that any town that's looking to put in casinos to revitalize a strip should spend some time literally 1 foot outside of the casinos in AC.
I blame, not to get into politics, but I have been talking about AC for years because I spent 3 years working there. And that was enough to experience as much as you want to experience of Atlantic City.
8 minutes is enough to experience.
Unless you're a gambler. If you're a gambler and you're honestly going to sit and spend 24 hours, go to a show and gamble couple hundred bucks away, it's perfect because you don't have to actually leave the casino. So the challenge is that government screwed it up. So Vegas, I'm a huge fan of Vegas.
Love Vegas. I perform there.
Vegas. Have you been to Vegas?
Six times a year.
For a mission trip. So it was
really mission trip in Vegas.
Having been there,
God,
you
I
failed.
Want to explore that.
We got our slip.
Didn't go well.
We got our slip, and we were like, really?
Really?
You know, you go there to like build houses and help people in the
college?
Community. Yeah. So we were like laughing because they're like, they're going to send us, they're going to let us
was
go
this with,
do
like,
it in Vegas.
For Humanity?
Yeah,
was
it was.
Wow, Vegas.
I guess it was a hotel. It's a
That's
hotel
funny.
For humanity. You had to build like the, you know, a theme hotel.
We went and stayed in the church and we like saw the neighborhood and we were like, we can't stay here. It was so bad out of the strip.
I know.
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
Like 5 years ago.
And I think Vegas, though, is relatively safe.
It is. And I'll tell you.
In and around the strip. I have not been outside.
Literally gunshots. We were in a church, and they were like, you're going to restore this church, and we were going to sleep there.
Where did you end up sleeping?
We went to a homeless shelter and slept in a homeless shelter.
Oh, that's called Circus Circus. The homeless shelter out there is Circus
this
Circus.
This is a great story.
Really?
Yes. Do you have? I wish there were pictures, video. I see a web post coming.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, by the way, those gunshots, probably celebrations. They were very excited about something.
It could have been New Year's. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they did.
Yeah.
So I've made the argument that in and around the strip, where there are hotels and the economy actually is great, it's safer than some major cities. And the reason, there's one reason, gambling is legal for any business. So any business can have a slot machine. So you walk at McCarran Airport, you walk out there, are slot machines.
Yeah.
Right? You go to a diner to have pancakes, slot machines. Mm-hmm. The hardware store has a video poker machine.
Yep.
So everybody benefits. You go to Atlantic City, you have to have, and when they opened it, a 300-room hotel to get the gaming license. So only the rich 1%, I sound like a liberal now, only the rich 1% were able to cash in on it, and it failed miserably.
Bill, if I may just counterpoint to you, I think the main problem is that they did not let the mafia run it in AC like they did in Vegas.
A valid point.
Because the mafia ran Vegas forever. If you got caught, they didn't want you to have to walk around with money in your pocket and feel unsafe. So the mafia came in and they said, hey, did you just stole from this guy? They broke every finger on your hand and they sent you back out. You didn't do anything. The mafia was not involved in Atlantic City. It was just the rich 1%.
They just didn't get it right.
The mob gets things done. I'm not going to say that you should vote mob politics, but you get the mob and AC to run it. And I guarantee you they're going to go through. They're going to take the crack dealers. They're going to move them to Barnegat. They're going to get them out of there.
Jay is crazy.
He's on a tear. I think Jay's thinking about launching a campaign for something. He started this morning talking about economics.
Hot potato economics.
It's
the brand new. By the way, I did text my economics.
Did you? What did he say?
And I wrote back. I sent you his thing. He was a little unsure about it because he said it would. He actually wrote it would supercharge the yacht industry and not the.
I think he's right.
And I said
because your unemployment among your $40,000 and under earners is going to be an under earners is going to be higher.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Supercharge the yacht industry. It's the kind of wealth distribution everyone can get behind. You as a conservative can get behind the yacht industry
making
disposable yachts.
I'd like
that
to,
the super
like
rich are buying every year, and all the people working in the yacht industry can take that overtime from their new hot yacht job and invest it in a small business. Now, if you take that money from the rich and you go, hey, we're going to force you to invest in small businesses, people wouldn't do it. But if you were taking your overtime from your yacht job, now you can open up your ice cream stand. In hot potato economics, it works, Bill.
Jay said he was going to become a Republican once his daughter turns 18.
Yes, I believe that.
I become a Republican the second my daughter wants to have control over her own body. And I say, no.
That's it. No,
you can't.
See, you can't win with
Jay. Control your body. No.
you've hit the essence of Republicanism. That's exactly it. That's it's in the platform.
Listen.
Oh, Jay.
We all take a look at our daughters
the day
and go.
Elizabeth was here. I was like, please don't bring this up when they're all in the room.
Thank you, Jessica. I appreciate that.
Instead,
he went to prostitutes and heroin dealers.
Right.
See, you look at me and you go, and it's the same mistake my dad always made. You always go, well, you're a liberal, Jay. You must be a liberal. I'm not.
I am
a pragmatist.
I think you're a confused person. I think when it comes, like, pragmatic is one thing.
Confused is a word that means brilliant in your
Well,
in your,
yeah, exactly. You could be you are definitely one of the smarter people that we've ever worked with. There's no question about that.
But you know, in radio, that's not a high bar
The bar is not very high.
We were just talking about this before you came in. You don't even need a high school degree to do well in this world.
Oh yeah, we were talking about that.
In the what? The radio world?
Yes. Yeah. In entertainment in general.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
We are some of the dumbest people alive. Some of the least educated humans.
I don't know, though. Like, you talk to some of the guys that can, if you can carry a conversation for a while, you got to have some brain power, right?
Yeah, just different smarts.
Thank you. It's different smarts, Jay.
It's like when people say, I have street smarts, and you know that means they can find drugs for you. That's
what street smarts means to you.
When somebody goes like,
you have a very focused point of view.
When they go, I'm not book smart, I'm street smart. You go, oh, so you know where the cocaine is. Okay, I got it. Thank you.
We weren't calling people the radio drug dealers. We were saying that you don't need master's degrees.
No, you do not.
By the way,
that's what we're talking about.
Saying the people in the radio are drug dealers, insulting the drug dealers.
I missed a lot, didn't I?
We got a lot of conversations.
You know what it is? I got here at 5:45 and it's like the heat was on.
Yeah.
And we think the heat was on it's
okay.
Broken.
Yeah. Right.
So like after 4 hours, I could be a little drained right now.
But you know what? I want to talk about this because you did write this down, Jessica. I've been doing, downward facing dog. I've been doing
yoga. We forgot to talk about yoga.
Are you going to go take a shower after this?
I'm going to go shower and change.
It is hot and humid. Yoga,
I came
in
my yoga clothes. I could just be doing yoga.
You could
in the
be
studio.
Doing yoga right now. This is like a hot yoga studio.
That's actually a thing too. Yoga everywhere.
What is it? Bikram? Is that what
Bikram.
You call it?
It's Bikram.
Have you done
yoga.
It?
No, I read about it. Because
how hot is the studio in Bikram?
It's
yoga?
Like 104 degrees. That makes it super hot.
Oh, so yeah, we hit 90 something today.
Yeah, and it's the idea is you're already warmed up, so you can do like better stretches. But then the guy who invented Bikram yoga went down in like a big lawsuit.
Was it a sex scandal?
Because he was having sex with. He would bring people in. And he would like say, you're part of the Bikram organization. And these women would be like, oh my God, I'm like on the high end of the Bikram organization. And then he had sex with them. And I kept thinking like, who cares if you're in the high end of the Bikram organization? Like, it's not like you're, you know, being the head of Oracle. You're like doing yoga in a sweaty studio.
Which is weird because, right? I don't know, he invented yoga. Like, it's been around for a while.
He invented hot yoga.
Did he?
He was the guy
to invent there, or was it just like, hey, what if I do it in a hot room?
I think he was doing yoga in July, and he said, "Ding,
this
I
works.
Got it. We're gonna make
I'm
this happen all
loose.
All
I
year
can
long.
Stretch. I can finally touch my toes. It's all good."
But that's that kind
do
of
you
innovation.
Do yoga. You strike me as a man that would experiment with yoga.
I tried it once,
I figured.
And I got angry.
It's supposed to be calming.
Okay,
did you go with your wife or did you just try it out?
I went
by
with
yourself?
My wife.
Okay.
Because my wife was talking about this kid, Alex, at her gym. And she kept going, this guy, I don't know, he's 27, Jay, but he's amazing. So I went in. First off, he was, and I know you shouldn't.
Was this a jealousy thing hitting?
Oh, no.
I got to see this Alex guy.
No, because first off, he's 27 or 26. He's like 5'1", 104 pounds.
All right, now let me just ask. So before you met Alex, were you like, I hope he's just sloppy and ugly.
No. Because first off, if my wife left me for someone you could literally keep in your glove compartment, that's a her problem, not a me problem. I mean, that's the way you want to spend the rest of your life kissing somebody on a stepladder. Fine. But yeah.
So how did the yoga class go?
So I went in there.
So yeah, he's not harsh about it at all.
Not at all. There's no bitterness.
I tried to have an open mind. And I went in and I said, let me do this. And first off, it's a hard workout. I'm not taking anything away from it. I understand the difficulty of the workout was intense. And I would be into that. It's the 10 minutes at the end, Jessica. That's where
so
you
annoying.
Lay on the ground.
What's the end?
You just lay there.
You just lay
have
there.
You done? You
some
do
don't.
Yoga.
Yeah, some classes don't do that.
You Why just, do you do that? Is it to meditate?
To meditate while he whispers, like, think about the connection that you have with the universe and yourself.
Oh, really?
And I just want to stand up and go, you're 26, you little
shit. You have no connection.
You know nothing. Unless you have a mortgage payment, you can't tell me about the universe. The only people who can tell me about the connectivity of the universe is somebody that pays taxes, not someone who's living at home who weighs 104 pounds and has abs in his butt.
Jessica, I think he is a Republican.
That's what he said.
I think he really is.
I am a pragmatist, Bill.
Wait, so did you have that experience too with yoga? Like they talk to you about philosophy and...
No, what do you mean? Yeah, of course they do.
Really? I thought it was just a workout. I've never done it.
It should be a workout.
Some of them
but it isn't.
Have like more fun music and they don't do the sleeping part at the end, the napping part.
26-year-old walking
crap
around
shoot. It's such
in his
crap
bare
shoot.
Feet going... And I want you to think about our place in the universe. I'm like, hey, Aristotle, why don't we calm down and do some more
but
stretches?
People walk around. I see them in Princeton all the time. They walk around with their yoga mats.
Yeah.
right? Yeah. And they're and they, but they all look very serious.
Yeah, that's
no one's going in.
No, they
smiling.
Don't smile to you on your way right. in.
Mm-hmm. I know
that's a Why Princeton that? Thing. I don't know.
Well, the, is it Princeton?
Usually
is that
they
it?
Do smile. I'm
is it just a snotty part of the world? Like I believe, they don't smile.
I believe in Princeton, it's a I think it's a city ordinance that you have to have a designation of all times if you're an asshole to let people know.
Oh,
that and that's your yoga mat yoga. Is your way of showing.
Sometimes I'll go to yoga in Princeton. Yeah. So I went outside of Princeton and the girls were like, hello, you're I love the sweater, like the color of See your that? Lululemon. It looks great.
It's and I'm like, Lululemon.
I'm like, that's thanks. Your color's great too. Yeah. I'm like, why are you being so nice to me? And hers was black. It's like,
that's funny. I do you so you think it's a Princeton thing? I thought it was a yoga thing. Because I'm like, why are they all so serious?
No. Yeah.
I didn't go, but there's like just walking down the street at a certain time going up to the studio.
I'm like, I don't even know you and you're smiling at me.
I thought that was a Jersey thing. That no one's friendly.
I just want to say this because my wife will sometimes listen to the podcast and I know she's going to get mad.
Okay.
Because she'll go like, you're downing yoga. I'm not. I think that
she, he's wait. Downing Alex. That's all. This Alex, is an anti-Alex rant.
Did and you like yoga?
I liked the intensity of the workout, and I did feel like, oh wow, you know, when by the time I laid down, and I could feel all my muscles like untightening, and it felt like I was snapping in all parts of my back. I was like, this is amazing, and I would have loved it had it not been for that part at the end where 26-year-old.
Why would you not like the nap at the end? Like, I think we should do it. I'm so warm now. Like, I'm going to take a nap right after this.
Nap would be great. Right? If they just played music and they said, all right, everybody take a nap, I'd be like, I'll pay extra to do this. But they have it. Bill, if I brought a 26-year-old, 104-pound, 5'1" person with no shoes on to come in here and tell you how life worked, you would murder that person. You would take Vinnie Brand's knife from the Stress Factory and cut him open.
I think I would listen and then I would enjoy my nap thinking about what the things he would have to learn eventually.
But what if Jessica turned and said, oh my God, Bill, did you just hear what he said? That was so amazing.
The stereotype with those guys, they then sit down at the end of the class and say, everyone, you know, sign up for our Costa Rica trip to yoga for a week. We're going to do our thing.
I think people do it and they're making tons of money.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Honestly, it's like the capitalist of the week.
I'm fine.
Guy talking to going to Costa Rica, spend thousands of dollars so he could talk to you about the universe.
To get in touch with the universe.
And you're going
to
bring your own mat?
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, if you actually had something to say about the universe, or talk me into it. I'll tell you what, Alex, I'll make you capitalist of the week. You talk me into it. Figure out a way to get me.
So for the next podcast, we need a yoga instructor. Can we find one? Let's get a millennial yoga instructor.
Oh, you know what? Throw a rock.
We gotta go.
Throw a rock. Oh yeah, I teach yoga.
I will tweet that out and ask for one.
Jay, you don't teach yoga.
Remember, go to stressfactory.com. Go see great shows at our friend Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory in New Brunswick. I'm Bill Spadia. Follow me at Bill Spadia.
And follow me on Twitter at Chasing Jess Nutt.
Follow me, Jay Blackett, at secretsoftheuniverseyoga.org.
We'll see you next week. Outstanding.